Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:05 in the morning on the 18th of September already. 530-605-4567, our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Oh, Bad Bob is here. And what kind of shirt is that? Is that kind of one of those, like, Madras or?
It's a clean one, sir.
Okay. Well, that's unusual. That's a good answer. But guess who's back today?
It was not standing in the closet. Thank you.
That's right. It did not walk over and say, wear me. But look at you. Aren't you cheerful and happy?
Oh, okay.
And okay. The yard did not float away.
Let's share with our listeners. Okay. We, you know, every now and then, tell me if this is not the same for you. I don't care what size of home, an apartment or whatever. Do you ever get like the, like juju, bad juju or everything happens at once? And I know that seems like a repetitive story here, but, we have a raised front yard. We thought perhaps, you know, because we don't really come in through our front door. We come in through a side door. So sometimes it might be a week, believe it or not. Like all of a sudden, oh my God, look at this. So we've been watering our yard twice a day, and we thought, is there a broken pipe? So yesterday, we have a gardener, Jim, who's been with us since we've been here, and he was telling me that I've checked all the pipes. You have a mole or a gopher. What's the difference? Could you tell me? So I guess what they do, especially if it's damp in there and it's luscious, they want to get in there and burrow. So evidently we don't have a broken pipe, but we got to take care of that. Then again,
we have moles and gophers.
Mole. I don't know. I've heard so many things. He told me he had a lady that was older that would take probably one of those, torch. She put a torch down the hole. Is that cruel and unusual? But she would take a torch, and that's probably what they do when they're
Caddyshack comes to
mind.
Yeah,
exactly. Like what
that hurt? That they hurt them when they had a torch shoved down the hole.
When I'm not sure, probably it means you're done.
Some kind of poison.
You're done.
Some kind of poison.
Exactly. So anyway, we got to figure out a goal.
The other thing they said was sit out there in your yard chair because you can hear them in there, and then shoot down into the tunnel.
Yeah.
I said shoot down with what?
Yeah, what's it on the front yard?
I said, that goes over real big. You know what? They don't have far to take us to the jail either when that happens.
And then we have a washing machine that is frozen.
You know,
I mean, a washing machine and a dishwasher. So it just, you know, anyway.
It was Monday.
But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able in this lifetime to have those appliances because guess what? I'm not one of those 50 or 60% of Americans that think that I've got entitlements.
You wouldn't be into going down to the river and beating the clothes on a rock. Is
that's
that what
right.
You're saying?
You know what? We can just.
Did you guys even get what I just said?
Oh, yeah. We got that.
We got it. Oddly enough.
Yes. Okay, but so Linda's back. Okay, well, somebody sit over here and spray her down a little bit. Let's go to Josh Wiley for our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Well, good morning. Markets are slightly lower this morning on the second trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's down 7 points at 13,545, while the Nasdaq's down 6 at 3,172, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,457. Oil's down 79 cents at $95.83 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.98%. Gold's down 60 cents this morning at $1,770, while silver's up 2 pennies at $34.39 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Caterpillar's up 85 cents at $92.82. Coca-Cola's up 44 cents at $38.78, while Merck's up a penny at $44.01. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. We always love hearing from you.
Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning, we get the best advice available from the Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Go down and give them a call. Stop by. See Josh and Susan and Kathy and Chris and find out what's going on Wall Street besides people trying to block them and occupy
them. They're down there early, of course, to be up with the New York Stock Exchange to find out exactly what's coming down on the wire. You get to hear it right here.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. We've got lots to talk about today. Plus, we have Reading City Councilman and Assembly candidate Rick Bassetti here. So we'll find out what's going on with Rick. As you know, we're going to be having all the candidates on, so you'll be able to ask them the questions. Ask them what you want to hear and see what they have to say. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Happy anniversary! Happy birthday, Occupy Now movement! You are a year old today! And you still have poopy diapers. Anyway, the Occupy movement in D.C. tried to occupy, and there's not that many anymore. When questioned around here in Red Bluff and Redding, Red Bluff has 6 members. I'm not sure how many Redding has. I think at the apex, at the very tip, when they were really going, I think they may have had 30, But the point was is that they were protesting against the things that were going on in the banks that Obama said he was going to stop. And having had Occupy on a couple of times there, I couldn't help but agree with it, is that Obama said he was going to do this and this and this to the banks, and he did none of that. In fact, the banks became even more powerful, which is another reason you might want to ask yourself why the 47% of the people still want to vote for Obama. He broke his word. Okay, moving on from that.
I think another birthday.
Another birthday?
Cleary's. 1 year
Cleary,
anniversary.
Robbie Cleary's. Yeah, Cleary's. The restaurant.
You know,
it was
a rock
this weekend.
Star.
This
she
weekend.
Is a rock star. It's a place that you can go to, and you know what the big word is? Consistency. Homie and consistency. Let's go to the weather. So shout out to there, Cleary's as well. Today it's going to be sunny with temperatures around 92, currently 62 if you're just waking up and joining us. Tonight mostly clear with temperatures around 56. Sunny on Wednesday with 93. Looks like Thursday's 91 and Friday's 91. So we've got those beautiful days that aren't really in the triple digits. Still warm. Clear nights. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. And in case you haven't heard, there's something new up in Ensalmo Vineyards.
Yeah, you know, the headline in the paper, or the not the headline, but yeah, I guess it is headlines. A better way to drink in the area.
Well, okay, it's not a winery.
After I read it the third time, I thought, okay, I got it now. All right. Okay, that wasn't too bad. Anselmo's has teamed up with First Class Shuttles. Okay, R.C. Anselmo, last year sometime, he had bought a couple of old British cabs and was bringing them over because he liked the feeling of the cabs. And if you've ever ridden in a British cab, and I don't know how many of you have. I have. I don't know if you have or not.
I can say I never have.
You never
I
have.
Have.
Well,
not.
I have. I've ridden in British cabs before. And they are, you see them in all these old movies, but they are the quintessential cab. I mean, they are wide and,
elegant.
It doesn't smell like anybody, thrown up in the back of it. Lots of room in them. The driver always knows. They have to go through a school for a couple of years before they can become cab drivers. They have to know the city of London. And they speak English. And that's a big plus when you're visiting.
Yeah.
But anyway, but they're very elegant. Well, what Anselmo and Chicken did was they bought a couple of these, and they brought them back because they were going to have them to use for little tours in the area here. Well, when they kind of find out that the engines that they have in these cabs are for the flat, or for the very flat London streets.
Oh boy!
And as soon as you start going up a hill. They don't quite work as well.
Energy.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work as well. So they refurbished all the cabs, and now they're down at a couple of coachworks there. But now they're ready to go. They're going to offer these with first-class shuttles for tours of wine country up here. But big story, though, that they didn't really understand, I don't think, in the paper, was this something that has happened here. And this whole Shingletown area, thanks to Mr. Anselmo and his work, R.C. Anselmo and his work, that 29,000 acres in the Shingletown area has been now added to the federal list of American viticultural areas for wines and wineries. Now, what this means is now that this has become officially, that means that that could be other vineyards coming into the area. This means this is a good area to grow grapes. This means more business, and a kind of business that should be appealing to everybody. It's, it's an agricultural business. And this was done because of the work that R.C. Anselmo and his people did to get this in
there. They partnered with First Class Shuttle.
I'm talking, yeah, you're right, as far as the shuttles and all that. The American viticultural area, though, was done by Anselmo
Vineyards. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But the partnering up with First Class Shuttle is with the, to do the tours.
To do the caps.
To do the tours and all that. Right. But this is a big thing. And, of course, some of the comments in the, your regular 10 comments you get about any time you mention Anselmo is, what an idiot, why would he buy British cabs, blah, blah, blah. The big thing, the American viticultural area, 29,000 acres here, that can have a huge impact on agriculture and vineyards in our area. That's what's the important part of this.
Well, let's not forget that Dan Laughlin is the one who's restored the vehicles with a black paint job and Anselmo's logo on the side. So that's going to be awesome driving. You know what? This is the kind of thing where it does bring class to the area. When you see those things driving around, you say, what's that? That is so awesome.
Years ago, there was a company in town. I guess it's been a little over 20 years. There was a London Fog Cab company in town. They had a fleet of about eight or so of those little London cabs. It was very cool. They didn't last for terribly long, but it was neat seeing them mumble around town.
Probably because they didn't have the interior, the insides done like what they've done. They've completely refurbished them so they can go up and down hills.
I think it was the 80s finances, too.
Yeah. That's probably. But, you know, the other thing is I saw one of the comments also in there. That they said, gosh, I wonder what the county's going to do to stop this. Put sand in their gas tank, put roadblocks up. Oh, we're going to stop and someone doing this too. This can't be right. He can't be doing this. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. The Board of Supervisors, Obama, Romney, there's so much in so little time. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
But join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place or call 241-5262.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 725 in the morning, September the 18th, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, is that a great place to get coffee? Do they have everything you could possibly want there? Not only coffee beans, but the different drinks, tea, wine, beer. They've got it all. They've got it all there besides just the finest coffee around here.
Tobacco and Brew Cuties will make you any drink that you want. What I love is their specials, $3. $3 for any 16-ounce hot drink. That is like a great deal. You're watching your dollars, and I know that many other places are $5. So $3 to go in and pop on by, and you're going to be treated with respect. They'll remember your name. You get a punch card. The whole thing. It's great.
Okay, we're coming back. Yesterday we had Sherry back on, and then Monday, or last night, they had, of course, the debate, and that's front page news on the debate, and the grading of the supervisors. Now, big disparity in how the supervisors were graded. When yesterday, Sherry gave the supervisors, she said an A minus or a B plus. Last night, she gave them a B plus.
Oh.
And it's because they noted how they stood up to larger institutions, such as the National Park Service, which they did. They fought the National Park Service and actually got into where they had to cooperate, which is a cooperation, which is a legal term, so which kept them from closing down all the roads. Bill Chappelle, on the other hand, gave them a 50% or an F grade. He said he was disturbed at the approval of a highly contested shopping center in Churn Creek Bottom, which lost, you know, in the referendum by like 65-30. And he said the board is out of touch with the public.
I wonder if you go back into history when it comes to the election time for Board of Supervisors, if there's anybody who actually thinks that the sitting board is doing a work ever in history.
I don't know. I think they do, but you got to take a look at. You know, to me, the Board of Supervisors has a lot to say in what's happening in our county, of course. And the problem I was having with the Board of Supervisors is realignment. Frankly, realignment. The lack of business that they're not pushing out there. I don't. You know, some of the board members have never had a business. Some of the Board of Supervisors have never once had their own businesses, had to put a payroll check out, had to do anything like that. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be a great supervisor without that. But, you know, to me, there's that intuitiveness that you get when you're running a business that you've got to be able to, that you can use out there. You've got to come up with a new mindset for the people in the county. And as everybody that's running for offices, the county, and especially the resource management division, has got to be easier. It's got to be more friendly, more business friendly, which it hasn't, and which it's gotten over who knows how long it's taken, but there's been no changes.
It's running a business. However, things do trickle down from the state, from the government of Sacramento, and sometimes you have to figure out how you're going to be able to do something when you're running around with one arm tied behind your back.
No, that's true. So the Board of Supervisors they get a lot of things from Sacramento. It says you've got to do it this way. That's true. But it doesn't mean that there can't be a new type of idea, a new type of a vision where it says we're business friendly, not you can't do this, can't do this, as it has been in many, 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 many cases under Russ Maul. No, I can say that name because I tell you this, every one of the people running for supervisor, his name comes up. Every one of them, his name comes up. So that tells me if it's not just my thought on it, it's everybody else's thought on it.
Well, I did hear an inside story. I'm not exactly sure when and from whom, but I did hear a story from it wasn't about anybody running. It was about what we do in order to make the residents and to be proactive in, like, for instance, if you and I wanted to build on to make the fees workable within our budget and not have it be, why do we have all these homeless people begging on the streets? And then it costs us, like, I don't know what the fee was, to build on a bathroom, to build on a deck. And, I mean, I think that those are things that are really good arguments that I'm not really sure how much the Board of Supervisors helps to change that. And we go into the next year
Well, you mean talking about the fees? They can do things with fees.
I'm not just talking about businesses. I'm talking about people across the board that live in, you know, that we need to look at the fees and making life easier to be in Reading.
Well, that's the idea. And to make it business friendly instead of staff friendly. We'll be right back after these messages, and we're going to come back and talk. We've got some, you know, national stuff, but how do you feel about the lack of leadership that they're talking about at the national level? We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of FedEx are under pressure today after the company cut its profit forecast for fiscal year 2013, saying the global economy is growing worse. For the first quarter, FedEx beat expectations with a profit of $1.45 a share on revenue of $10.79 billion. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices are also getting hit hard today after the resignation of its chief financial officer. The chipmaker says Thomas Seifert stepped down to pursue other opportunities. Seifert's resignation marks the latest departure by an executive since a new chief executive joined AMD last year. And one Federal Reserve member is defending the central bank's latest round of quantitative easing, saying this was the time to act. Speaking to a business group in Michigan this morning, the president of the Chicago Fed, Charles Evans, says another round of asset purchases was needed given the problems facing the economy and the potential dangers lying ahead. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Stett for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And All right, well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, September the 18th. And Bob, Bad Bob, deserves a gift certificate.
You guys make the job interesting. I love you guys.
Okay.
It's a girl's perspective and a man's perspective. Or a woman's
perspective. There it is, in a nutshell.
Hello.
Okay, you know, you're exactly right. Now, guys, here's what I'm thinking is this. If your wife is talking about something and she says something, just it's wrong what she says. It's not that it's a mistake, but it's just wrong. Should you say anything to her?
Or
erroneous.
How about,
it's not wrong. You're right. It's not wrong. It's erroneous.
Yeah. Maybe how about that it's out of order to what you think it should be? That's the thing is that, okay, I get what you're saying. It might have been like, you know, three thoughts down, but it does coincide with what we're saying.
Or three thoughts ahead.
There you go.
You know, so men, would you, Bob, go correct Brenda on that?
I refer to Henry's advice.
Oh, that's right. Henry, you are so right. What was it exactly? You're right.
The last word, yes, dear.
Yes, dear. You're right, Henry. Gosh.
Makes it so much easier. Hey, speaking of yes, dear. No, I mean something that's in the headlines. We were talking about it earlier.
You know what? This must hit pretty close to Bob because his jaw just dislocated. He was laughing again. He's bent over. I think he's going to get sick.
Well, there's a couple things we want to talk about in the next half hour before Bassetti comes on. And, Carl, you know, first of all, I've got some theater tickets to give away. But one of the things that is really in the headlines that's really on everybody's lips right now is one more trip up. If you look at it that way, you know, it shows Romney talking in a video talking that about half of America's expects support. His statements on that. What do you think about that?
Half of America does get something from the government. And the thing is what Romney's talking about is what I believe. And as he came out and said, look, you don't have what the question is. You don't have the whole stream there. Okay. So I'm thinking, I go back to things like, and of course the media is just pounding him. Oh my God, look what he said. They, you know, how conveniently they forget what Obama said, how the people in the Midwest, those red states, cling to their guns and religion. You know, that's okay. You can forget that, right? Okay. Oh, that's not a big thing. Okay. What he's saying is that a lot of people have lost hope. And you know what? Under this administration, he's exactly right. People have quit looking for jobs. If that's not losing hope, what is? And then they keep extending the out of work benefits so people keep drawing those. It's a terrible time in our economy, in our nation, but why is that? Could it be because of the economic decisions that Obama's made?
Can I just jump in here to say, in this particular article, do you think that they would say, Obama, Monday, a video served showing him telling wealthy donors. Do you think when they're talking about Obama in front of campaign people, donors, they're going to say, in front of wealthy donors?
Well, he is in front of wealthy donors.
But are they going to say it in an article?
No, they don't say it because the media, the mainstream media is biased. Let's just face it. You know what? Even they say it. They're biased. And they played a big Jay Tapper from ABC said in the last election, the media wanted Obama to be elected, and they worked for that. And the way you work for it is by you omit certain things, you soft pedal other things, you hammer on the other guy. It made no difference that McCain could have had you know Franklin Delano Roosevelt as his running mate. And they still would have hammered her for being, you know, ugly and out of tune with what's going on.
Well, let's go to the phones. Jay, what do you think? You're live on the air. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And you all?
Great.
Yeah, you know, like Carl said, he didn't say anything that wasn't true. I find it to be a pretty funny strategy. You know, it's right out of the Saul Alinsky book. If your opponent says something and you can't ignore them, and attack them to make it sound ridiculous before everybody hears it. So they're trying to frame the issue before it gets out because they know it's true and they fear people realizing it.
Well, that's a good point because the Saul Alinsky book is the one a lot of people say that Obama has used as his quote Bible for life. So
yeah, and I mean it's pretty obvious. He's telling the truth. Statistically, you can look it up. It's not a great secret. They're just simply trying to frame the issue before he can use it against them in a debate. That's all it is. They're just trying to do some damage control of their own and try to throw him on defense.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when you look at the number of people that get something from the government, and I look, okay, if you look at Social Security, but you also have to, since this, I think this is part of it, is government pensions. That includes military pensions. That includes VA payments and all these things. But I think the point is, though, is that more and more people are coming onto the government, getting something from the government, especially food stamps, that were not there 3 years ago. 3 years ago, this number was probably maybe a third of this, or maybe half of this number. And now people have lost hope. And that's the saddest thing about this, and it's happening in the country, is look at the number of people in our labor force. You know, it's dropped so dramatically. So many people out of work. I mean, so many people have just stopped looking for work. They've been looking for 2 or 3 years, and they can't get it, so they drop out. So our unemployment rate, instead of being at 15% where it should be, it's down at 8.1, which is still the largest it's been in decades. So, you know, what has Obama done that? What has Obama done that doesn't deserve change?
Well, yeah, and I mean, when you look at things inside the Democrat Party, I mean, if JFK were to today say, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country," he'd be booed off the stage by the current batch of Democrats. I mean. The idea of us taking care of ourselves has become a foreign idea, and it's a sad thing because it only ends in tears for people who buy into that philosophy in life.
That's true. Oh, well.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
Hey, Jay, right, thanks. Jay's our Yellow Cat philosopher. Loved having him there. We're going to take a quick break now.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, "Through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors."
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Whole Surgeon Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Whole Surgeon Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Whole Surgeon Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Whole Surgeon Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Whole Surgeon Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 63 degrees downtown. How are you doing today? I love that.
Because you really think you two can pick on me during the break?
You better get out of bed and feel that. Ow!
Bad Bob and Linda are picking on me.
No, we're not.
No, I just know where you're coming from because I live that life, too.
Yeah. You are a colonel.
I have a commercial.
And I have an announcement and tickets.
All right, you win.
Why don't we pay the bills? May I suggest?
Yes.
Pay the bills, then do the announcement.
Yes, please. We need a special announcement brought to you by
Redding Crown Motors. You know what? We love this place. It's our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Right here in Redding, they give the best deals. It's your neighbors, my friends, your neighbors, that are giving you the great deals on new and previously owned vehicles. You can find a car, truck, or SUV to fit every family's need. They take great pride in what they sell and the service that they provide afterwards. Stop down at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors.
All right. Seroptimus International of Downtown Redding is having a fundraiser. It's called Affairs of the Vine to benefit the club's scholarship program. Affairs of the Vine is this Thursday. Thursday, folks, is September 20th. I know what happened in September. 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. That's 1790 Market Street. Join everyone for a relaxing social evening with fine wine hors d'oeuvres and an art hop showcase. Tickets are $25. And remember, this goes towards the scholarship fund program for Seroptimus, which is amazing. The scholarship includes the Women's Opportunity Award, which provides a monetary award to women the resources they need to improve their education skills and employment prospects. This is what's really important. This scholarship goes to, of course, helping women get out there in the workforce. The women must provide the primary financial support for their families and enrolled in an educational program. The Violet Richardson Award recognizes girls between the ages of 14 and 17 who make the community and world a better place through volunteer actions. So that's happening this Thursday night at Vintage Wine Bar on Market Street.
Okay. We talked about earlier about some things that are going on, too, about leadership and such. We're talking about the other big thing that's happening with the unions. There's a Proposition 32 that the unions are fighting like crazy about. They're fighting against it because what it does is it takes away their right just to take the funds without permission. It forbids unions and corporations from making, and this is the fair part, and corporations from making direct contributions to state and local candidates or causes. Although they can still fund independent political campaigns and contribute to candidates for federal office. And it also is the proposed ban on using payroll deducted money to fund political efforts. Any money collected via that method would have to go to such activities as communicating with members, bargaining, and other job-related representation. What it's saying is they can no longer just take money out of the union, from the union members to put it into political activities that the union members may not agree with. And if this proposition passes, the unions, the union leadership finds this is scary because this cuts back on the amount of power that unions have. To be able to use all of that money to go into to back their candidate of choice. So that's I should be interested to see what happens with that proposition. We're getting a lot of propositions now. We're going to start hearing more and more about them. We're going to be talking about them over the next few weeks.
I think it's really important. I know for me, voting, I want to know what the first of all, let me get my thought out. What the propositions represent, the number. What it represents. And we had this conversation the other day on the air about how how propositions are worded in a way that if you vote for this, you are not, or you are. So if you kind of don't know the propositions and you're just reading quickly when you go to vote, you could be voting exactly against what you do not believe or what you do believe. Does that make sense? That's exactly how it's written.
You know what?
It doesn't make sense. You have to know. You have to do your homework.
A yes vote could really mean no
yes.
on what you're voting for. And that's, you know, no, but it's true. And it's the way it is. And where it's put into the, ballot system too. There's two, tax raise initiatives, propositions on the ballot this year. Two. One from Brown that wants to, wants to raise taxes, and one from another group that wants to raise taxes. So my question is this, Bob, you're a political expert and an ADD guy. If both propositions pass, does that mean taxes are raised twice?
Maybe they cancel each other out. That would be nice.
Well, that would be nice, but this is something, because there are two propositions. You got Brown's proposition, which would be leading it off, saying he wants to raise taxes on successful people. He also wants to raise the sales tax on all of us. And, and all this is to pay for, tunnels and trains to nowhere and illegals. Of course, if that doesn't pass, which it probably won't, then there's more cuts to everything. Now, so you might as well just say is that all those promises to open up the veterans home are gone at this time.
Well, we have an email before we go to break.
Okay.
You hear me? Okay. It said the difference between the underground critters, one, the mole tunnels through, and the gopher comes up through a hole. Tell Carl you don't shoot them with a shotgun. It's with a .22.
Oh.
No, let's take a break. Katie and our 1460.
Doesn't sound like as much fun.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Carl and DeBot, 7:55 in the morning, September the 18th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're still streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Okay, two things I want to talk about real quick. The continuing protest. Yeah, it started in, now they're in Indonesia, the world's largest, which has the world's largest Muslim population. They're there. They're threatening American diplomats. The family of the guy that made the film, the Innocence of Muslims, or Innocence of something.
Innocence of Muslims.
Innocence of Muslims. He's in hiding. Well, they just picked him up, too, because they fear for their lives, and they probably should be. They should fear for their lives now. Now that they've been identified and their address given and their license plate on their car. Can you believe that? Hey, mainstream media, great job of identifying people for crazy people out there that would like to kill them. You know, I don't even know if they're, you know, I could give their names, but I'm not even going to do that. Now, the other part is that they picked him up. The government picked him up, the maker of this film, and brought him in for questioning about this. Why didn't they do that, say, with Steven Spielberg? When he made a movie about something that was, you know, questionable. Or the guy that made this movie, Lions to Lambs, which was an anti-American military film that, you know, that it said that the military were a bunch of murderers and all this. I think it was Cuba or Cuban or whatever his name is. They didn't pick him up and ask him about this. So, but they picked up the guy that made this movie. What are they going to ask him? Why'd you make the movie? Is that it? I mean, but the scary part, my friends, is this. They went to his house, they picked him up, and brought him in for questioning. This a crazy minister down in Florida that was going to talk about this movie or this YouTube video. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff calls him and leans into him about, hey, don't talk about this. You know, here's the thing. We're still making this mistake that they're using, you know, that this movie is inflaming people to hate us, to attack us, to kill our ambassadors. Wrong. The movie doesn't do that. The movie doesn't do that. It's the people that do that. They use anything as an excuse because they hate us, envy us, fear us. They want to change our way of life, and they don't believe in anything we say or do. So what we're going to do is we're going to destroy embassies. We're going to kill an ambassador, and we're going to blame a movie producer over this? Come on. Do you really believe that? Okay, let's go to Dana. Dana, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
Oh, we're doing great. You're on live.
Oh, all right. Hey, I just really appreciate you guys' show, and I had a question. I heard just before the top hour at 7, our radio reception is a little bit fuzzy, so I didn't get all the statistics quite straight. But they were talking about the working class supporting the people that are on maybe on disability or unemployment, and the ratio was currently 16 people working to every one person on disability or unemployment.
Was that during the news?
Yeah, it was. It was just before the 7, about 5 minutes to 7. I think it was off the Fox.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we'll do is we've still got our news guy here. We can check on that, and we'll talk about it in our next hour.
But give the comparison there, Dana.
And then, like I said, the radio reception just a little bit fuzzy before this, you know, before sunrise.
Uh-huh.
But he was saying it's 1987. It might have been not quite that long ago, but it was 65 working people to everyone that was on.
Oh my gosh. The pool.
Yeah, so quite a ratio change there.
Yeah, well, see, and I think that's what we're talking about when Romney's standing by what he says. And
right.
The thing is that, you know, our unemployment 8.1, but that's because so many people are out of the workforce now. If you compared it to what it was 3 years ago, our unemployment would be up like 15%.
Right.
And I firmly believe that. You know, in 87 it was 65, and now it's 16.
Yeah.
And you think, well, 16's not, that's a pretty good number. Well, it's not when you compare it to 65 or 20 or 25. We're in trouble here, and I don't understand why people don't understand that.
Well, that's for certain. Our, you know, our government's checkbook's way past broke.
Yeah.
We're slightly overdrawn.
You couldn't run your life like this. We couldn't run our life like this.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. According to what, 8,753,935 workers on disability set another record in, this is from July, exceeding population of 39 states.
That's how many people are on.
What? This is from CNS News. The number of workers taking federal disability insurance payments hits yet another higher record in July, of course. And this is newly released data from the Social Security Administration. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot.
KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They've been blamed for all of this. Those anti-American protests, like in Bangkok today, that have raged in the Muslim world for a week. So now Egypt wants to put a filmmaker and an American preacher on trial. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
That's right, Dave. Egypt's general prosecutor has issued arrest warrants for Florida-based pastor Terry Jones and the producer believed to be behind the film, Egyptian Coptic Christian Nakula Basili Nakula. Six others also on that list, all thought to be outside of Egypt. The office says they could face the death penalty. Some protesters say they won't stop until the makers of the movie are tried. But the U.S. government is in the difficult position where they have to protect the right to free speech. Dave.
Emily, a suicide bombing in Afghanistan killed 12 today as the U.S. scales back joint operations with Afghans after all the deadly attacks by their forces on our troops. Mitt Romney thinks President Obama's naive on foreign policy, and he's had some things to say about his rival's supporters, too. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Videos of remarks the Republican nominee made to a private fundraiser back in May have been obtained and released from liberal news organization Mother Jones. Romney, in one clip now online, calls the Middle East peace process almost unthinkable to accomplish.
The Palestinians have no interest whatsoever in establishing peace.
In another clip released by the magazine, Romney says nearly half of Americans see themselves as victims entitled by the government.
It's not elegantly stated, let me put it that way. I'm speaking off the cuff.
President Obama's campaign manager calling the comment shocking, Dave.
Jared Romney will fundraise today in Salt Lake City and Dallas. The president will collect cash from celebrities in New York City. There will be no more daddy-daughter dances at schools in Cranston, Rhode Island. The city's ending that tradition after it got a gender discrimination complaint from a single mother who went to the ACLU. Mother-son ball games would also end. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through October 1st. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
There are protests in China, but they have nothing to do with the ones raging on everywhere else.
Another day of street protests denouncing Japan. Across China, hundreds of Japanese restaurants and factories stayed closed. The U.S. says it will not take sides in this dispute over tiny uninhabited islands. And Defense Secretary Leon Panetta separately today urged Beijing to look to the long term and strengthen trust with Washington.
It is in both the interests of the United States and China to advance a strong Asia-Pacific region.
Secretary Panetta also inviting China to take part in a major naval exercise 2 years from now. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
For a long time, she was a political prisoner confined to her home in Burma. And Aung San Suu Kyi won the Nobel Peace Prize for her fight for democracy. Now a member of Burma's parliament, she's come to America.
There are all sorts of things seem to be happening.
Visiting Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this morning in Washington, part of Suu Kyi's 17-day trip to America.
It's a place that is eagerly awaiting your
you're welcome, because there's so much excitement and enthusiasm about the fact that you can actually come.
Tomorrow, Suchi will be presented with Congress's highest honor. Fewer Americans smoke these days, and those who do are lighting up fewer cigarettes.
New research says smokers in the U.S. are smoking less than they used to. A poll from Gallup, one of the world's biggest research companies, shows that just 1% of people smoke more than a pack a day, a 29% decrease from the same poll nearly 35 years ago. Data finds that currently 20% of Americans are smokers, which is an all-time low. And of those who do smoke, 78% said they're trying to quit. Colleen Kaplan, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow up about 20 points as Apple hit yet another record high, topped $700 a share, days before the new iPhone 5 comes out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Welcome to our second hour here, Carl and the Bot. It is September the 18th. It's our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you know, in our last minute before we got off the air, we had a phone call from Dana, talking about, did he hear that right? Well, Dana, you absolutely heard that right. We did research this during the break. That 8,786,000 Americans are collecting federal disability insurance payments in September. That's another record for the number of Americans on disability. It's a net increase of 18,000 from August. Over the past 45 years, the number of American workers taking federal disability payments has increased fourfold relative to the number actually working. In August 1967, 74 million Americans were working, and 1 million were taking federal disability insurance. And at that time, there were 65 Americans, this is what Dana, what you were talking about, 65 Americans working for each worker collecting disability. In August 2012, 142 million Americans were working, and 8 million were on disability, meaning that only 16.2 people working. Now, here's the thing that really bothers me, I think that scares me the most, my friends. A record 88 million, almost 89 million Americans were not in the labor force in August. Those were Americans who were at least 16 years old, who were not in military or an institution such as a nursing home or prison, and who did not have a job and who had not actively sought one in the last 4 weeks. Also in August, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 63% of the civilian population, those over 16 who were not in the military and institution, participated in the labor force. 63%. That was the lowest level of labor force participation in 31 years. To participate in the labor force, a person must either have a job or at least be actively trying to find one. There is something absolutely wrong in these statistics that come out of, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is wrong. This is what's happened under the last 3 years of Mr. Obama. I don't see how we can continue this. All right. That was just to finish up. Dana, thank you so much for your phone call. And this is the we'll probably discuss this a little bit with our guests in the next hour. But first, we're going to go to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute.
Well, good morning. Markets are mixed this morning going into the second trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 16 points at 13,570, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 3,177, and the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,459. Oil is down 43 cents at $96.19 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.98%. Gold's up $1.60 at $1,772, while silver's up 2 pennies at $34.39 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up a dime at $92.25, Home Depot's down 27 cents at $58.65, while Bank of America's down 3 nickels at $9.15. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning with our Market Minute. They are the ones to lead you through the quagmire of Wall Street. If anybody can, they can. Head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. I hope that that is updated there. And we have a sunny day with temperatures around 92, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, just hang in there. We're looking forward to, after the break, having our guest Rick Bassetti with us. And we're going to hear all about... Well, let's hear about you, and let's also take calls and emails and texts from our listeners. Good morning.
If you got a question for the Reading City
Council. Good morning, Linda.
The Reading City Councilman and our candidate for Assembly, this is the time to ask him. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. What was that song you're playing there, Bob?
Probably the only time you will ever hear Britney Spears on this morning show.
Thank you.
You know what it is?
Excuse me, Bob. It's just no. Bob here. Just Bob, I want you to take Bad Bob's place because I told him if I would never have Britney Spears on here.
No, it's, you know,
I'm just kidding, just okay. Bob. You know what? Don't ever stumble or cough. Just Bob.
Well, you didn't hear
me. I mean, Bad Bob, because Just Bob is standing here. He's hovering at the door going, is he sick? Is he sick?
No,
he sick?
It's called Toxic, the song. And, you know, it's the big thing now is,
it is toxic.
You know, in pop culture. culture is the X factor versus the voice off, and or the voice. And of course, X factor, because of Britney Spears being on the board now or being on the panel of judges panel, it's really bumped up the sales. So you know, there are people out there who are complete devoted fans. And speaking of fans and devoted fans, we have Rick Vecetti here. And you know what? How long have you been holding office?
I'm just about finishing. It'll be December. I'll be finishing my sixth year. So I've only been doing it for 6 years.
A public servant for 6 years.
Yes.
But you were born and raised in this area.
Born and raised here. Born at Mercy Hospital a month after they opened up on the Hill. And then was raised down in Anderson. One of eight. You know, my dad was a mill worker. One of eight. I was number three of eight. Yeah.
Wow.
Roman Catholic Italians. Yeah, it was fun. Those days, the church would fill up with about six families.
Altar boy?
No, didn't make altar boy.
Okay.
You know, I could never figure out the Latin. It was before the days, you know, when they had it in English. And Latin wasn't my strong suit.
Well, so we're glad you're here. And, like, again, we're taking your call, 605-4567. If you've got questions for Rick Vecetti and you need to get those to the air right now, let's do it. That's what makes a great live show.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. Okay, yes, sir. Let's start with the city just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, Barry Tipton was on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And two things I want to talk about, really, before we go into other stuff.
Okay.
Is REU, and I want to talk about the new police station and possibilities of that.
Right.
Barry Tipton said that REU is, and across the board, it looks like everybody in California, is going to have at least a 3% increase every year for electricity rates, which means for us from 2006 to 2020 is going to be 100% increase. You know, starting from, because of the green bill, green energy bill.
Yeah, you know,
is there any relief on this?
No, it's madness. It really is madness. You know, this, I guess, a prime example of what we're looking at here, Carl, is if you just look north here to Siskiyou County, how the state and federal government is pushing to rip out those four dams up there. Those four dams represent about 120 megawatts of green power, right? There's no method right now to replace any of that. That's providing about 70,000 homes with electricity. And the price that I saw up there was from Pacific Core was getting probably about 3 cents, 4 cents a kilowatt hour is what it's costing them to make that. Now, what are they going to replace that with the green power? You know, we're faced with it here. You know, our price went up off the power that come off of Shasta Dam because the dam is larger than 30 megawatts, obviously, right?
Right.
Anything over 30 megawatts hydro is not considered green.
Yeah, and, you know, what this is something that people, you know, I don't think they realize is that this is because Southern Edison, I guess, down in Southern California, said we don't have this capability, you know, and we can't compete with that. So now we up in the North State are it cannot count as renewable, and
right.
So it doesn't count as
exactly.
Part of our.
So what do you replace 100%? It with? It? You're going to replace it with wind power. You're going to replace it with solar power. All that stuff is in that 20 cents a kilowatt and up. You know, it's not cost effective at this point. Even clean coal, excuse me, people, for saying this, but even clean coal produces a lot less expensive electricity than those do at this point in time. So why are we in such a rush here? Why don't we let the technology catch up? We know that we're going to get there at some point in time, but we're forcing this down people's throats. It's just shoving the tube down their throats, and you're just pumping it into them, and it's costing everybody this enormous amount of money here. You know, we have the second lowest rate still in the state of California here at Redding. And, you know, that's a little solace to everybody because they are going to be going up. The rates are going to be going up. And unfortunately, we're regulated by the bigger dog, you know. And, you know, I don't know. Hopefully there's some end, you know, when there people just can't pay. I mean,
yeah, what's going to happen here? I mean, we're getting to the point here, I think, here
sure.
In the next probably 4 or 5 years of people on fixed incomes who have worked their whole life, who have been just destroyed by what's happened by the economy, but they're still hanging in there. That
I think we're even closer
month,
to that, Carl.
Well,
I think it's not even going to be 4 or 5 years. There are people right now, when we had our last hearings on this,
uh-huh.
People there were telling us they're having to choose between medicines and foods and this sort of thing to pay their electric bill. Now, can you imagine if they're out in PG&E land and other places where it's even considerably higher. So I don't think we're that far off. And our government, the federal government, who's mandating this, and the state government, have no empathy. They're solely focused on this green, 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 and it doesn't matter who gets rolled over the top of.
Well, you know, the thing about it, though, is the people of California, let's put some blame out here with our voters,
sure.
because we had a chance to hold off on this green mm-hmm. energy bill.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance, what, 2 years ago?
Right.
It said, hey, let's just hold this thing back to our unemployment gets down back to 5%.
Right.
And the voters of California voted that out, said, nope, we want this green energy no matter what. And now,
and how many millions of dollars were spent on that campaign to convince
right.
people that it's there, it's now, it's affordable, we can do this.
And it wasn't, and it won't, never will be. And now a lot of those businesses have left
California,
our state. Even the solar companies that started
right.
here have left the state.
Right.
The ones that are still in business.
Well, because you can't manufacture in
you
this state.
You can't build anything
right.
here because
regulations.
Anyway.
So. Police department or police station? Or?
I want to take a break first.
Okay.
I mean, you can get into that because I want to talk about realignment and police station. Then
sure.
we're going to move into the assembly stuff. That
okay.
You know, frankly, I've got I have questions, and there's people lining up here with questions. If you have a question for Rick Bassetti about his what he wants to do in down in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
And you know what, I frankly have come to the conclusion that I'm not sure there's anything anybody can do, but I want you to convince me, Rick.
Okay.
Just like I've asked anybody, convince me that there is hope at the end of this tunnel. Some kind of light besides a train coming at us.
Right.
Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We're born again, there's new grass on the field. Round the third.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. I believe that bump music is in honor of our guest, Rick Bassetti, who was an outfielder in the professional baseball in the major leagues. In this portion of the show, because it's, you know, it's getting up to 98 today and it's going to be cold here in a few months, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're going to keep your house cool, or they're going to keep your house warm. What can you say? That's what they do. That's what their tenet is. That's their mission statement. Take care of our customers. Give them the highest quality possible. For the life of your heating and air conditioning system, we will take care of that. We will put in, we will service all systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their homecomfort.org website. They've been in business since 1992. They're not going out of business this year because they have got a lot of work that they do all over our area. So give them a call again, 221-2642. Our guest is Rick Bassetti. And little city council stuff here is chances of the police station actually moving out of that death trap they're in.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, we've been trying and trying and trying, Carl. And since the little man pulled the lever and the economy went away, we've had very few or any options, so to speak of. But now I think looking at this option that we have right now of maybe moving them into our facility there, I think it's something that we really have to take a good hard look at. I hope that it works. You know, it on the surface it looks really good. It looks affordable. You know, we're talking about a $7 million building for the patrol and investigations, and then moving the rest of the people into the building there. And that certainly is a good option, I think, at this point in time. Do we have $7 million? Not all of it, but. You know, we just got the reports. Our sales tax revenue was up slightly and holding. You know, our budget is balanced. We're in the black. We are not spending more than we have coming in at the city. And, but those guys need it down there. I mean, just from the morale. I can remember when I played ball and I'd go into one of the old clubhouses like in Detroit, in Cleveland. And then you walk into the new ones, and the difference of where you're going into work. And these guys are now being faced with, you know, the sewer coming up through the floor and not being able to drink the water.
Ceilings dropping.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
this is ridiculous. I mean, what's it take?
I'm so sympathetic to that. And these guys go out there, and their job is not an easy job. It's a difficult job. And to have to come home to that is really tough.
If, you know, my suggestion is if we can't get them into a building
right
soon. And we put up there, right next to the city hall, we put up a bunch of trailers.
Yeah.
I'm serious. We put up a bunch of prefabs, put them into a place.
That's how where they can do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we do it all the time. It's called expeditionary housing in offices. Well, put it out so they actually have place to work at.
And I'm sure Chief Paletti's pretty familiar with you.
Absolutely, until everything else can be done because this is ridiculous.
Well, we're going to push hard here. And I really like this option. I really do. But we have to make sure that it's viable and it's something that we can pay for.
You're moving REU then?
Yeah, you know, they're an enterprise fund and they're already paying into the general fund. There's going to be a number of different areas where the city will lose revenue on this. There'll be the cost of moving them in. The revenue that we're charging them for the rent will now go to someplace else. If it's just a straight swap across, that move will not cause rate increases. They'll just be living in a different facility. And quite honestly, you know, with the talk about reinstituting an REU commission, I have no problem with them moving away from us.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about the REU commission, frankly. Well, nobody's convinced me yet that that's a good idea.
It worked very well before. You need to talk to some of the people who were on the commission before.
I just find it like this, is that the commission still has to go to the city council. I mean, I saw what happened last time. We had on the TARP thing. Or not the TARP thing, but they wanted to redo what was happening because everybody was up in arms about
that
being kicked out of.
That wasn't the commission. That was an appointed
committee.
That was entirely different than the mission of the REU commission.
So does the commission have decision-making capability?
Yeah, they'll have recommendation of policies. You also have a different mix of people.
Do they have a decision-making capability?
No, they'll have the ability to make the recommendation to the council.
That's right, and that's where I'm at.
And if you have, but if it's made up of different members of the community whose sole purpose is for the operation and function, whereas before that wasn't really the case. This was a volunteer going to be on there in and out. This is going to be like the planning commission, Carl, and they make decisions and they make recommendations to us as well. And so, from my perspective, I don't have a problem with that type of a commission.
Well, I tell you, you know, the is it a self-appointed commission?
No. It'd be.
Is the planning commission self-appointed?
No. Okay. Planning commission is appointed by a council, usually by the mayor. That's what the mayor has as their.
I just think, and we've spent too much time on
sure,
this, really.
Sorry.
But it's okay. No, it's a good point. Is that here's why? Is because I look at the bottom line is that the city council is the one that ends up making the
right.
decision.
Right.
Why don't we have something every other year? Have a completely independent entity come in here every other year and take a look at what's going on and give a transparent report. Give a report that's transparent to everybody about what's sure. going on instead of having to try people trying to figure out what REU does.
Now, nobody's trying to not have transparency here, Carl. Don't get that.
Well,
idea
no, I
at
didn't.
All.
But I'm just okay. saying is that.
And I think when you have a commission who's meeting regularly and not coming in once every 2 years, then basically now you're going to have an ongoing as operations are going. And I think, you know, when you talk to people, we had some really qualified people on that before. We had accounting people who understood the financing and accounting mechanisms of the electric industry. We had engineers that were very, very in tune with it. And so when they make a recommendation, you know, it has some teeth into it.
And it went away because?
There were people who thought we could do better without it.
And okay.
I wasn't in that decision process.
All right. We're going to take a break here in a minute. We're going to come back. I promise we'll get into the one of the things I want to talk about when we come back is the changes that, you know, that maybe you can make, that somebody can make down there with a different different approach on
okay.
how to do business in Sacramento.
All right.
Rick Bassetti is our guest running for the First District Assembly. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back after these messages. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Most joint operations with local Afghan troops are suspended temporarily after a series of attacks on American and other NATO troops by Afghan soldiers and police.
Our work will not come to an end because of these attacks. We will defeat this threat as we have defeated so many threats.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague. A suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan today kills a dozen people in a minivan on their way to work at an airport. A French magazine is ordered to hand over topless pictures of Kate Middleton.
Gossip magazine Closer printed the photographs last week, showing Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, sunbathing with husband Prince William. A court in Paris has ruled their privacy was invaded. But this ruling only applies in France. The pictures have already been reprinted in Ireland and Italy.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, the publisher's lawyer, didn't show up at the courthouse. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 10 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Rick Bassetti. Okay, we got kind of off on a tangent there.
I apologize.
No, it was because these are things that have to be in people's minds and everything. I'm hearing screaming in the background there. It's not for me, is it? Okay. Let's start talking assembly.
Okay.
You know, one of the things you said during the break, which I think people need to hear from your lips, mm-hmm. is I'm not there to regulate people's lives.
Right. I'm not. That's not my intention. Never has been my intention. Once you reach adulthood here, you're supposed to be individually responsible for yourself. And it also means you need to be responsible to the society that you're in, too, so as far as behaviors and things like that go. So when there are conditions and laws and things like that, you're expected to behave within those parameters. And when you don't, then you should be dealt with in however the methods are designed for that. And so it's not something I really want to get into. I want to get down to Sacramento. I want to reform. And I want to create jobs. And how do we reform? We've got to reform our pension system. This joke that the governor threw out there in the last minute of the assembly, no one, not one penny is going to be saved at the state of California with the employees that are there right now. It's only for new people coming on. Nothing. It's just a big hoax here to try to get Measure 30 passed. You know, he had to throw someone a bone. And I predicted this at a fundraiser down in Nevada County about a week to 10 days before it even came out. And I told the people, I said, you watch what's going to happen. You're going to get thrown a bone, or what looks like a bone, just so that, because 30's sitting out there and it's floundering, that tax raise is not going to go, in my opinion. I hope that it doesn't. I'm certainly not going to support it. And I said, and they need to also get 32 to be looked at askance, too. And so they come out and said, we have pension reform now, right? Because if 32 passes, Carl, that's the one I'm pushing really hard.
Well, that's the one with the unions. We just talked about that earlier today.
Did you?
The unions are really pushing against
that. Oh, absolutely.
Because
it takes
so much of their funding out of their pockets, they can't automatically just take money from the union workers.
Right, and put it towards political uses.
That they want.
Right. Yeah. Do you know the largest contributor? I read a statistic here over the last 20 years, the largest contributor to political initiatives, measures, and politicians was the CTA.
It's California Teachers Association.
$400 million over 20 years. And so, you know, is that right? Is that how it is? I think a lot of these people would rather have them keep the money themselves. You know, when Scott Walker initiated this in Wisconsin, over 51% of the people opted out of the program in the first year. Indiana did it 8 years ago, and 91% of the people are now opted out.
And that was one of the things the unions were going after Scott Walker so much.
Absolutely.
But this thing right here is, and just to make sure everybody knows, it's not just unions, it's corporations.
Oh, absolutely.
It's everybody. That you cannot just deduct people's money and put it into the union leadership's choice of activities.
Exactly.
It's got to be used in a specific
way. And, you know, so that's one of the areas that I really think that I'll work real hard to try to get through. The other one is CEQA reform. They brought it up and threw it on there the last week again, just like everything else. They tantalize it and stick it out there because everyone knows for a fact now in the state of California, CEQA reform, which was designed to be to protect our environment, has become the legal tool now to stop everything. And that has to change. And so the governor kind of brought it out and said, we're going to have CEQA reform, and pulled it right back off the floor in the same day. Now, I'll get down there.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember we've got to just, well, you know, even Feinstein said that we've got to do something about all these, you know, lawsuits and frivolous lawsuits and all this stuff. She said it.
I know.
And she said, if you don't do it, state of California.
And there could be a bipartisan
situation
on some CEQA reform. Nobody wants to rape and pillage the land and destroy and do all that, contrary to what a lot of the extreme environmentalists say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, if you give the industries, think of the revenue that could be generated in the North State if we could utilize our resources.
Biomass. Let's just say biomass. You get electricity. You get the forest cleaned out. You put people to work.
Yep.
And you're not talking about even cutting down a lot of the trees. You're talking about all the underbrush you're taking
thinning.
Out. Thinning it. And,
right.
And, you know, the frankly, anybody with a grain of sense in their head would say, you know what, that's a good idea. This is like, I mean, renewable energy.
Right. Exactly. And it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And so, you know, that those would be the main goals because you create jobs there. And those are jobs you don't have to have a college education for.
Okay. Veterans home. You know what?
Absolutely.
Frankly, I am just, you know what? I'm just appalled still at the idea that here we are, two beautiful veterans homes built, people on the payroll full time.
Right. $1 million worth of payroll.
$1 million worth of payroll. And we're, you know, I talked to Linda Hartman the other day. And she says, well, we've got jobs advertised. You know, okay, great. Okay, I'm glad. And no, I mean,
but what about serving the veterans?
And they're buying beds and they're buying wheelchairs. We don't think there's a person in there, is there? And they said they're supposed to open what?
I mean, do you wear a mask?
Kind of January of 13?
In baseball, we had a term for people that were collecting money and like on the disabled list and things like that that really weren't producing. We called them payroll bandits. You know, so we'd tell, hey, you got, where's your mask? You know, come and put your mask on when you come to payday, you know? I mean, we're not doing anything out there. And both of these homes are in conservative areas.
Yeah.
And they're being held hostage.
Exactly.
And you
they
know,
don't call it that, though.
Oh, no.
And they
no,
ignore
no.
us. They could care less.
Right.
They could care less about the veterans. The veterans need a political action group. I mean that.
You know?
The veterans need a political action group that can put together the 3 million veterans in this state and have them, you know, have them join. If you can get half of them, say there's something wrong here.
That would be equal to the employees of the state.
How about that?
How about that?
Got to take a break. This is Carl on the Bot here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, who's running, of course, for Assembly for First District. We'll be right back. If you have questions for Rick, give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, I'm John Walsh, host of America's Most Wanted. The DNA LifePrint Child Safety Program is coming to your community. I endorse this program because it provides parents with the vital tools they need to help safeguard their children.
Join us Saturday, September 22nd at Crown Motors at either of our two locations in Reading. Free biometric fingerprints, DNA kits, and more. For information, call 530-241-4321.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-365. 3793.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday Ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Randy Jensen, Executive Director of the Louis Mermontes Memorial Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded in the name of a local businessman, husband, father, and professional golfer whose life was lost to leukemia all too soon. Our mission is to raise funds to support enhancing male cancer care in the North State. To that end, we are holding the first annual Louis Shootout Golf Tournament September 28th and 29th at Gold Hills Golf Club. This will be a par 3 shootout with closest to the pin and hole-in-one prizes. If you're interested in participating, please visit our website at lmmf.net.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Media.
18th of September. Can you believe that? What happened?
I don't know.
It's
time to start thinking about Christmas.
I know. It's, you know, it's
the way
really,
things are going around here. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Costco, the dollar store, Dandelion. Check it out, man. They're starting to get out their Christmas decorations.
No.
It's just I know it. It's like October now is coincides with Christmas. It's just weird. 8:44 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. It is currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, and it's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 91, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around. Can you read that? I'm going to put you on the line because I don't have my glasses.
Sunday with a high near 92. North wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Tomorrow, tonight mostly clear. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 93.
Weather stories brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Join me on the 28th. Join us out there. We are going to be, and check out the new London cabbies. That should be fun. If you're out there and you're enjoying yourself and you want to ride home, get the London cabbie. Experience that for the first time. We've got a great night of music from 7 to 10 this time. I'll be with Lou White, Andy Uli, and Bob Cassendis will be our trio. So I'm going to start off with a little jazz music, to start the evening and then end with some great rock and roll. I'm looking forward to bringing out my tambourine. And I get to sing backup for like Rolling on the River and Proud Mary and
Tambourine Queen.
I love it. So come and dance with us, too. That's what we're going to do Friday night out at Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, that's on the 28th, though, right?
28th. That's
okay.
A Friday night.
Our guest is Rick Bassetti. You know, Rick, one of the things that are near dear my heart and a lot of our listeners is veterans.
Yes, absolutely.
And veterans issues. We talked about the, we talked about the home and that. We need an advocate.
And that's, I have gone out and pledged to every group that I've met with so far to be their advocate in Sacramento. We actually have a nice video that's attached to our website right now with testimonials from a Pearl Harbor survivor all the way up to our current situations right now. Even a young lady who was a corpsman on the Nimitz down there during the Iraq, war. And, you know, I've been a proponent of the veterans for ever since I've been involved where I could help and assist, even before I was elected, Carl. I have a son who's now a veteran. And, so my wife's father, that's where it all really began. You know, he was a Marine, Lieutenant Colonel, Corsair pilot, flew in Korea, South Pacific and Korea, and came back here to Northern California when he started his civilian life. And what I saw in the camaraderie, I connected with the camaraderie when he had his friends together. It reminded me of what I had in the clubhouse. And I kind of didn't go through what you all did. But that is such an important part of a life, is to continue to have that and foster that. And whatever I can do in elected position to be the advocate to make sure that we have steady, stable funding sources for like our community service officer here, you know, Bob Dunlap, any of the other organizations, getting that damn hospital or the home open, I'm sorry, getting the home open out there has got to be on the top of our list. And if we don't do that, then shame on us. And that'll be one of my top priorities when I get down to the assembly.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's time. Things have to do that.
Has to.
Okay. We've got other questions that are facing up here, the economy and all this, the water problem. The water, you know, this thing has been going on for a couple years too. Your thoughts on that?
Well, which water problem? I mean,
well, you know, we start talking about the Fish and Game Department coming in and wanting to take the water. We're talking about the governor wanting to put two tunnels in there.
Yeah. The first location for the tunnels to come out of the Sacramento River is just north of the little city of Hood, and it's on the 8 acres that my grandmother owns. And they've already started eminent domain against her and the other people that are there to run their lines across that. But, you know, we have that issue that is just ludicrous. I mean, we've got to protect our water up here because that's the one thing that we have. That's the one thing that we have that nobody else has. You know, 90% of the water, Carl, that hits the San Francisco Bay comes out of District 1.
Wow.
90% of the water that hits the San Francisco Bay.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, well,
I guess I should have known that.
The new District 1 goes clear down, you know, and picks up a lot of the other rivers coming in there, too. So,
the fact is that with the water grabs going on, and you know, I think about going down into Palm Springs area and down in these areas where I watch them watering all these, of course, all the golf courses, but all the streets they water because of the going on. And then I think about us fighting for water for agriculture, for farming up here, which is what we use. I don't think they have a clear concept.
Well, you know, Jim Nielsen is endorsing me. And I'm going to lean on him a lot, especially in the agricultural world. I am a strong proponent for our agricultural environment. You know, I'm running against a guy who's a farmer, and everyone says, well, Rick's not a farmer. What does he know? But, you know, I grew up in this area. I understand how important water is. I understand how important agriculture is to this entire district. And when you talk about agriculture, you also talk about the timber industry. You know, that's part of our agriculture, too. And you talk about the orchards. You know, it's not just...
It's everything up here.
Yeah, it's everything up here.
Everything was tied to water, and if you could drive down to through the valley, heading on down toward on 5 down there, and you see that area down in past Stockton and all that. That's just absolutely a wasteland now.
Exactly
where they took the water.
And if we don't protect our water now, and they start incrementaling us like they've done with everything else, then we're forgone. We're lost.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I guess Rick Bassetti, we're talking issues that impact all of us here in North State. We'll be right back.
Here's North State conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses, and their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. A big bike weekend coming up, my friends. You need to get yourself a Harley. Throw your leg over a Harley. You'll know the meaning of riding a big, great machine made here in America. Head on down to Harley Davidson. Take a look at their bikes. Go down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They've got bikes for you, clothing. They've got every type of piece of equipment you can imagine for Harleys. And the service center is second to none. See Nathan down there if you want a bike, and then you can just go over to the service center if you need that. Give them a call again, 241-7117. If you're going to experience the ride and live the dream, you need to see Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest, Rick Bassetti, running for assembly. We got your assembly hat on here.
Yeah, okay.
You and Brian Daly.
Yes, sir.
Differences between you. Why should we vote for Rick Bassetti?
Well, Carl, I think that I'm much more qualified, specifically in the area of managing the finances of an organization that's much, much larger than what Mr. Daly's ever had to deal with. You know, in Lassen County, 70% of the people work for government unions. Bob, everyone in Redding actually subsidizes Lassen County because we pay for those prisons that are up there. And with a $30 million payroll, I hope that you can manage to balance your budget. But the biggest difference is you would either say evolved, this race is evolved, or it's devolved. He's now taking government union money. He's taking endorsements from government unions. So it feels to me like it's going to be like 2010 all over again here in the city of Redding, you know, where the unions all lined up against us and against measures A and B. You know, when I'm in front of people in Nevada County or Placer County speaking to them, Carl, they hear the same story. They hear the same Rick Bassetti if I'm in Siskiyou County or in Shasta County or in Plumas County. That isn't necessarily the case with my opponent. You know, it's kind of hard when you take money from a union and you say that you're for pension reform. That seems to be a conflict for me. Or you take money from people who are members of organizations that want to take out the dams in Siskiyou County. You know, so I'm consistent all the time. I'm going to win or lose being Rick Bassetti. You don't see any change in my positions and my policies, even to the point of his new signs. He's dropped conservative off of his new signs. So is that an influence from the unions? They say, you know, you're going to have a better chance. He's going over to the left looking for the Democrats vote in this, and they're going to have a big say in it. But I have to stay true to who I am. You know, I endorsed Doug LaMalfa right out from the get-go and always have. He withdrew his endorsement of Doug LaMalfa. So, you know, I'm not that kind of a person. And so I believe that the people here are going to see the light. They're going to understand that we have enough people down in Sacramento controlled by government unions. We sure as heck don't need a Republican who's also going to be controlled by government unions going down to Sacramento. And those are just some of them. I mean, there's a lot of other differences between us in how we go about our business at cities. We've made government smaller in the city of Redding. In the last 4 or 5 years, look at the budget. Lassen County has increased by almost $30 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. And where is it? It's all been in the government. You know, my idea of redevelopment isn't building another prison. You know, we've made the fees on the single-family homes and multifamily homes here in Redding less by 33%. We have over 120 permits already issued this year, building construction. Talking to Jeb Allen and some of the other people in the industry, 750 people back to work. Over $20 million of private equity has come back into our economy. No other community in the district has the economy going right now that Redding has. Everyone else is just dying. I was down in Nevada and Placer County all last weekend telling them the story of what we were trying to do up here, make government smaller. And they're all going, how do we do that? How do we do that? And, you know, my opponent is a big government guy. I mean, that's basically, that's all he knows. He's been up there for 16 years. They tried to paint me as a career politician, Carl. I've been at this 6 years. He's been at it 16 years, which actually relates to about two-thirds of his adult life. And, you know, if that's what you swim in and live in and everything, that's what you know. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You look at his endorsement list. Go to the webpage. Look at his endorsements. It's Cal Fire, Sheriff's Association, all these other supervisors who are all going to get pensions, okay? And look at mine. It's all business organizations. It's the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation, the California Small Business Association, you know, Hospital Association, Dental Association, all these people who represent businesses and employees. And they understand that I can help them get government out of the way to start getting jobs coming again and not just be another person down there who's been a part of government, knows how to talk in front of people. You tell this person one story, and then you have to come back over and tell these people another story. My story is always going to be consistent and the same, and a lot of times people aren't going to like that. But they know who I am, and you can take that to the bank.
And we really appreciate you and Patty showing up. We see you everywhere. And I think that's really important. You're out in the community. You're accessible. This is important for everybody to know. We like that also about LaMalfa and Nielsen. Yeah. They answer their calls. They're accessible. They show up. That's important, I think, as a public servant, for people to know, hey, I have an issue with you. Let's meet. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Our guest has been Rick Bassetti.
That's right. Thank you, guest tomorrow is going to be Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to be talking about realignment. The filling up the jail. We're going to talk about the realignment committee because some pretty harsh things have been said lately about the committee.
Sure.
Not about Tom, but about the committee. Thanks a lot.
Thank you all, Rick, for this opportunity.
You bet. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The White House pounces on a private remark that's now public, using it to question whether the president's challenger has the right mindset for the job. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Secretly videotaped remarks of Mitt Romney at a private fundraiser earlier this year show the Republican nominee telling supporters nearly half of Americans believe they are victims.
So my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them.
The magazine Mother Jones obtained the video this week. The president's press secretary, Jay Carney, quick to react.
When you're president of the United States, you are president of all the people, not just the people who voted for you.
Romney's campaign has not disputed the recording, but the nominee says the off-the-cuff comments were not elegantly stated, Lisa.
Jared, VP nominee Paul Ryan in New Hampshire minutes ago.
The American system of limited government and free enterprise has done more to help